Now with an update of state and regional news from the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, here's Phil Latzman.
Thank you, Wanda. Good morning. Good morning, all. A Miami City Commissioner has filed a federal lawsuit against the city's mayor and the Miami-Dade State Attorney. As WLRN Miami Herald reporter Marva Hinton tells us, the commissioner alleges that they violated her civil rights while carrying out a malicious prosecution.
The lawsuit brought by Miami City Commissioner Michelle Spence-Jones argues that Mayor Tomas Regalado and Miami-Dade State Attorney Catherine Fernandez-Rundle plotted to end her political career and ruin her reputation. She accuses Fernandez-Rundle, lead prosecutor Richard Suggs, and a state attorney's investigator of making up evidence against her and misleading key witnesses. Spence-Jones successfully fought a pair of political corruption charges brought by Rundle. She was acquitted in one case, and the charges were dropped in the other. She's seeking unspecified damages. Regalado told the Herald this is an issue between Spence-Jones and the state attorney. In a prepared statement, Fernandez-Rundle promised to challenge the complaint at a later time. I'm Marva Hinton in Miami.
Governor Rick Scott created a task force last year to look into deadly cases of abuse and neglect at the state's assisted living facilities. The move followed an investigation by the Miami Herald and WLRN. The task force was supposed to recommend better ways to regulate the facilities. But Brittany Alana Davis in the Herald Times Tallahassee Bureau says the report is seen by critics as being favorable to the industry.
The final proposal really suggests that assisted living facilities should be rewarded when they do things that are good rather than punished when they make a mistake. There is a proposal that asks the legislature to potentially explore tort reform. The hope is to be able to limit lawsuits from residents, limit how much they can sue for.
The final report calls for fewer regulations and more money for facility operators to raise standards. It also makes the eviction of a resident more difficult. After losing his bid for re-election, Indiana's ousted education chief says he's applied to become Florida's new education commissioner. As State Impact Florida's John O'Connor tells us, he has a powerful ally in the state as he seeks to fill the job that's been open since the summer.
Tony Bennett first met Jeb Bush after winning election as Indiana's superintendent of public instruction 4 years ago. Since then, Bennett has taken education policies Bush first tried in Florida and brought them to Indiana. Those ideas are often called the Florida model. Now Bennett says he's applied to become Florida's education commissioner. Last spring, he told State Impact Florida he's familiar with Florida education issues.
But I think Indiana was the first state to really adopt the Florida model. You know, I would say to you that there are probably very few, if any, states that are as closely aligned to the Florida model as Indiana.
About 50 people have applied for the Florida job. Gerard Robinson resigned as commissioner in July. The State Board of Education will interview applicants later this month and choose his successor. In Tampa, I'm John O'Connor.
And are you Art Basling this week? If so, we want to hear all about it. Follow us on Twitter and then tweet us at WLRN to tell us what you see. And this morning at 11, listen for our How to Basel radio special hosted by Alicia Zuckerman. And that's at 11 a.m. And from the Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.